Welcome to the Random Thoughts Podcast with your host, Dr. B.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Random Thoughts Podcast with your host, Dr. B. Today I wanted to talk about the cost of living. Recently, I was told by a colleague that they're nurses who are working 2 to 3 jobs in order to make ends meet. Do you know how much training and time it takes to be a nurse? Can you imagine go to school, get your bachelor's, do your training, go through your clinicals, pass your NCLEX, and then you have to be working at 2 hospitals in order to survive? That's actually crazy. And it can get even crazier. I remember having a similar conversation with a resident, and we went up to see a patient. The patient was talking about how a product she uses for her skin is only $30. In my head, I was like, oh, well, I gotta go get this product because her skin looks amazing. And the resident was like, it's crazy that that lady thought $30 was affordable. It really put things in perspective for me because it showed how easy it is for us to get disconnected to what's happening in society. Because I too thought that $30 was an affordable price. So after I checked my privilege, I got upset. I was angry because thinking about medical residents, you've gone through your bachelor's, you've gone through medical school, you're in residency, you're a practicing doctor training under attendings. You've likely taken out so many loans to do so, and yet you can't afford a $30 item. I think it makes no sense. The reason I really wanted to talk about this is that if doctors and nurses are struggling, how is everybody else doing? Rhetorical question, because we all know not very well. People are now using their 401k to pay off debt. Homelessness is increasing. People are dying in credit card debt. People are unable to afford a home. Things are dire. And to top it off, with the rising tariffs, things are going to be very expensive. All across America, the people we should be worried about are those who are marginalized, placed to the side of society based on whether disability or race, the people that our current administration is trying to get out, the people who they consider others, othered, the people who have been marginalized, whether by race, religion, or creed, or disability. Because when things get hard, those are going to be the people that cannot gain access to the things they truly need based on some antiquated idea of ableism and some antiquated idea of race and society because of these really outdated tools to measure productivity. People are going to suffer. People are suffering. And the real question is, what are we going to do? Are we going to sit aside as we watch people who are able to be productive in our society get pushed aside? Are we going to sit aside as we watch people who can have more, who deserve a basic living wage, to afford a $30 item without worrying that they won't be able to eat the next day? Are we going to sit back and watch them suffer further? Or are we going to advocate for those who need our help? Are we going to be the change that we want to see in the world? Thank you.